Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
Going on, everyone. Time for the show for the week. Everyone had a great Easter holiday. Gabriella, did you have a good Easter?
Yes, I had a nice Easter.
You had a nice Easter. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, the weather was real nice, too. It was no rain in sight, very, very sunny and everything. And what y'all do for Easter?
I didn't do anything.
Didn't do nothing? Well, sure. Mm-hmm. We went to church early. Went to, 8:30 service at church. And then we came back home, and, the wife finished the dinner and everything. And my sister was supposed to come in, but they had an accident on I-10 where an 18-wheeler had turned over, and it was, diagonal on all the lanes. And, that part of I-10, you have, about four lanes. So it just covered everything, stopped the traffic. So my sister had to turn around and just go home because it was so late. By the time, mm-hmm. I live about an hour and a half away, from my hometown mm-hmm. and everything. So... other than that, everything was all good. So, everyone who celebrated Easter, we had a great Easter. But tonight's show, 15 minutes of fame at any cost. Now, tonight, we got, I don't know if you know her from YouTube, Miss Carmen Kaboom. She'll be joining us tonight, and I'll be letting her in shortly. Now, this was very funny, her video. She say a lot of raw stuff, but, hey, I like it. It's funny. So we're going to bring her in tonight to chime in on this topic as well. So let's go ahead and get her in on the line. Carmen, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hello, everybody.
All right. 15 minutes of fame at any cost. Now, Carmen, since you're a guest, what's your opinion on that?
I feel like it is really, really getting to a place where it's dangerous because so many of these girls don't have any discrepancies, and they are willing to do it all. They don't care what it is. And I was saying to someone earlier, I mean, even on Facebook, you can see so many of the girls posing. Some of them don't even have any clothes on at all, and they want the attention. And I see so many of the comments from the guys, oh, you're so sexy. Oh, you're so beautiful. These girls aren't even pretty, and they have this mediocre body, and they want that attention. They want that attention, so they're willing to push the envelope off the table and do whatever it takes to get the most attention because they are attention starved.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. You think these females have low self-esteem problems?
Of course. Of course they have low self-esteem. They never had a whole lot of attention at home. A lot of them didn't have fathers, not to say that that's an excuse. But, growing up as little girls, we're always given that attention. Show such and such your dress. Oh, show such and such your hair. And then growing up into women, we still have that need for validation as grown women. We still want people to pay attention to us, some more than others. And the person that needs validation, that's a really dangerous person because they don't have any limitations at all. And they will do whatever it takes. And in this generation right here, we have set the precedent, whereas these girls want to be the next Kim Kardashian because they see how she's being glorified and rewarded for what she did. They want that. They want that status. The material things, they want all the cameras and the lights and all of that comes with what they think comes with it. And, I think it's really sad.
Now, you said this generation, and we got to get back into this because a lot of people, some people didn't like the video I put up by Mimi. I don't care. Now, Carmen, I saw you going back and forth with a few females. Now, this one female I saw, you pointed out to me that said she wished her parents would have did a sex tape, and I saw you didn't like that too, how you were going in on this chick. Now, why you went in on her?
you know, I just cannot believe that she was really serious about this. She said that she wished her parents had did a sex tape and gotten $200,000. That would have set them, you know, set them up. And I'm like, $200,000 is not a lot of money. But
yes,
for, I guess when I put my mind inside of a mind of this type of person who comes from nothing, $200,000 is a whole lot of money to somebody that's not used to having $5, $20.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to them, that $200,000, that's a whole lot of money to them. So they're willing to do whatever it takes to get this money.
But they can't be willing to do whatever it takes, because they were willing to do whatever it takes, they will work hard and earn it without.
But they want it the fast way. They want the gratification. You remember that? Remember that Amber Cole situation a long time ago? That girl was, after she got recorded doing what she did, and then she was on Twitter with her Twitter account called "I Am the Real Amber Cole," like, you know, like she was trying to act like she was the next video vixen or something like that. And because she was getting attention, I guess that's what she wanted. She felt like that was the way to get somebody to get a buzz going.
Exactly. And I don't think girls want to work for it. They don't want to be, you know, when I was growing up, most girls wanted to aspire to be doctors, lawyers, judges, scientists, things like that. A lot of these young girls don't want to be that anymore. They want to be porn stars. They want to be strippers. No, I'm saying that. And these girls are having babies, and they're passing.
Because they feel.
Let me interject on something here. Let me speak on something real quick. So I had a few people tell me, well, you know what? You know, you're talking about me. You're talking about this one. You're talking about that one. You know, it's really not, you know, your business, and you should just not worry about yourself and this and then the third. And I'm like, okay, now that's strange, because if you want me to mind my own business, why are you on my timeline worrying about what I'm talking about? If you tell me to mind my own business, don't that make you hypocritical to come tell me to mind my own business, worry about my own life, but yet you on my timeline worrying about what I'm talking about on my page in my life? I mean, come on, man. It's like, it's kind of stupid to even tell somebody like that.
Not only that, but Mimi is a public figure. How can we mind our own business when she is our business as a public figure?
It is. Yeah. When you put yourself out in the public, that comes along the territory. People are going to like you. People not going to like you. People are going to criticize you and whatever else. People criticize me every day. Like I said on my Facebook post, they got racists that call me nigga every single day, and I can show it to you that they call me that every day. Do you think I care? Hell no, because I'm going to continue doing what I do, whether you like it or not. One day you may like me, and that's great. One day you may can't stand me and want to leave, and that's fine too. People come, people go. But in this thing, mm-hmm. You know, we got to understand, if you put yourself out in the public on YouTube, television, radio, be prepared to deal with people talking about your actions, especially when you present yourself as a classy woman and then all of a sudden you do some type of porn star stuff. Yeah, people are going to have something to say about that.
Exactly.
Of course they would. And I've seen her. She's been going off on social media talking about how, oh, if you don't pay my bills and you have no right to have anything to say to me. And I see a lot of women saying stuff like that. They'll sit there and put themselves out there. They're damn near pull their pants down and make a twerk video. And then be all over Twitter the next day talking about, oh, you can't judge me. You don't pay my bills. You don't put food in this house. You don't know anything about me and this and that. But if you put yourself out there like that, don't sit there. Like, what do you expect people to say?
Now, let me make you laugh about something real quick. You got all these hell raisers and she devils out there, and he devils too, I guess. And then when you call them out for what they're doing, don't judge me. The Bible say don't judge. Like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, you got Christianity? Now, you want me to talk about the Bible or God? And
somebody put that
under Christian.
My video, too.
Yeah, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Like, do you know what kind of judgment the Bible even talking about? The judgment they're talking about is not calling you out on your actions. It's putting you in heaven or hell. That's the judgment the Bible talks about. Not talking about what you're doing that is wrong. And, you know, they always try to come with that cop-out. don't judge me. Like, this will shut you up. Like, no, somebody going to call you out. That's point blank.
Exactly.
You're responsible for the crap you do.
And if you decide to say something about it, then they'll say, oh, stop slut-shaming. You're just a misogynist. You don't care about women's rights and all that. I mean, I don't – how does –
I wish some of them would tell me that you don't care about women's rights. I say, so you mean to tell me you want the right to hold? If you want that right,
what they want is the right to be able to do what they do and not get criticized for it.
That's what it is.
But I want to say this also about, you know, the low self-esteem. If you all remember last season on the show, Nico, and I can't get past this, he told her on national TV that she was damaged goods. Essentially, he's saying to her, you are garbage. You are trash. You're nothing. And then she turns around and does a porno tape with him, somebody who told you that you're trash, you're garbage. You're going to stick his penis in your mouth?
Yeah.
What is low self-esteem? Wow.
And, like I said, she definitely ain't the only one. Now, the call-in number, everyone, is 347-996-3350. Make sure you press the number 1 button. It lets me know in the host queue that you want to talk. It puts a little indicator there. If I do not see you press number 1, then I'm thinking you're just here want to listen. So, like I said, people on your stream as well, the phone lines are open. I think I'll put it in the chat room. Make sure you press the number 1. We have, let's see, one that did hit the number 1. Let's see here what we got. All right, brother from the 832. What's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm all right. You got anything to say about that? I saw the question mark there. You want to speak on the host queue. You got anything to say about the topic? About the 15 minutes of fame at any cost? People do anything to get on?
Well, about the 15 minutes of fame, I heard about, you know, the Mimi sex tape incident. And it seemed to me that all these women out there, they are trying to be like strippers and porn stars and all that, and they're trying to shed negativity on their kids and loved ones, you know. And to me, as a grown man, I think that it is unacceptable and it is a disgrace to other human beings. As a matter of fact, I think to me that when a man tells a woman to do something, the woman rejects it in a bad way, in a bad mood. And I demand myself, I have to accept good responsibility for whatever is going on, you know. It's like, to me, a lot of young black males, they try to be good popular role model, trying to be setting good examples and everything, and to make life easy for them, you know. And to me, I just want to set a good example for myself. You know, I just want to follow nobody. I just want to be by myself, be as a separate person in life, and how to handle business at work, you know. And to tell you the truth, I just felt like what it is for what it's becoming now these days, like a lot of people want to be scientists and doctors and lawyers and engineers, and majority of them don't want to do that. You know, they just want to do what I like, cartoon Chelsea. You know, they don't want to.
They don't want something that's honorable. They're $250,000 talking about with Mimi and Nico. Okay. You can make more than that talking about that profession you just said, a doctor, a lawyer, you know what I'm saying, some scientist or whatever. You can make way more money than that. Sure, you can even become a nurse and make more money than that if you get to the point you like a charge nurse, a nurse practitioner. You know, you could be a paralegal, make some good money. I mean, you could, all that little crap money that they got, you can make that within a year or 2 years, make that same amount of money, and keep your dignity and keep your self-respect. This is my thing. You know, and it, when you, once you put something online, it's not going anywhere. And what I was saying in my video about that situation is this. That girl of hers is going to grow up one day. And she's going to see that stuff that she did. Then what could she tell her daughter? What even moral ground would she have to stand with her daughter? Not much or nothing. It's not just her. It's all the other ones that are doing the same thing.
Exactly.
You have no moral ground to stand.
I mean, a lot of these women, they're not thinking about the long term. They're living in the here and now. They're thinking, okay, well, I see that. If I just have a regular, nice Instagram account, I post a few pictures of myself, nobody gives me any attention. How about I become a stripper, get a whole bunch of tattoos, and start taking half-naked photos all the time? Okay, now I got 100,000 followers on my Instagram, and you have people telling you you're beautiful and sexy, and you're getting thousands of likes, and you have people putting you on club flyers and stuff. Now, of course, that's a hood rat dream. But to a lot of girls, that means a lot to them.
And the killing part about it, all that stuff they doing for Instagram, they not getting paid. At least Mimi got paid. They not even getting paid. They just happy with comments that come from thirsty guys. They can't get a girl to save their life. That's what they look forward to. I'm telling you, a guy that can't get a girl, the internet is his dream. It's sad. But, brother, thank you for calling the show, because I got another call that's in the queue.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see who goes to the next call that is in the queue here. Erico 661, you're on the show.
Oh, yeah, how's it going?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I have something to talk about the 15 minutes of fame.
Uh-huh.
Something that's been kind of actually irritating me. Like, I've been looking on Facebook and Instagram and everything, and I'm just seeing all these young women, and they got their liquor bottles and everything, saying, you know, getting drunk and everything, and thug life and everything. It's just kind of irritating me that, you know, like they're trying to impress somebody with their underage drinking or something. I just don't know who they're trying to impress or anything like that.
So you're saying basically every time you're online, you see these females with bottles of liquor or whatever, you know, talking about they getting drunk and everything. And they think that's cute, too, being drunk. These females will take pictures and, you know, passed out all over the place, pissy drunk, puking and everything else. And everybody's, like, liking the photos and celebrating it. Say, oh, you had a great time and great weekend.
You know, all this other stuff. Everything just, like. It's just like, it's stupid because it's like, who are you trying to impress? I mean, what kind of guy is going to go for underage drinkers? It's just something that's been kind of bugging me lately, just because thinking that, you know, everyone wants to, like, no, I correct myself. Every teenager wants to get drunk and do drugs and everything and all that kind of stuff, thinking that it's all great and everything, thinking they're going to get more friends and everything. It's just going to get them low in life and everything.
But the funny part about that situation, that'd be the same kind of female that'd be wanting a guy to respect them. Oh, I want him to respect me. Like, why should somebody respect you? And you pissy drunk and half naked online. Would you date one of those girls that do that?
I mean, but you have to think about it, though. I think the problem it has to do with is both parties, though, because there's a saying in Africa that says if there aren't any buyers, then there wouldn't be any sellers. And if there wasn't guys giving these girls attention, then they would have to stop doing it.
Guys, you know, are always going to give attention. That's not going to stop no time soon. Yeah, like my wife just said, it's free porn. Why wouldn't we look at it?
Exactly. They don't even have to buy the porn anymore. They don't have to buy the magazines. They don't have to buy the videos. They're giving it to them free on the cell phones, on the internet.
That's what Netflix is for.
I mean, it's true. Well, I mean, it's unfortunate because I see guys on Twitter talking about how if you don't send me news to my direct messages right now, I'm going to block you. And these girls will sit there and do it. Why they would send a picture of somebody on Twitter, I don't understand. And for what? What are you going to gain from that? But they don't think about it.
Hungry females that want to go for that kind of stuff, and it's just
my thing is, if you want to be a model, nothing wrong with modeling, and that's what you want to do. But the problem is, they don't want to put in the work. They don't They don't want to go through the time and years of nobody knowing them while they building who they are. They don't want to do that. They want instant gratification right then and there. Everybody want to be, a lot of people, want to be famous or internet famous right off the gate.
Right.
You see a lot of these guys, they come out, they talking about they rappers. And they want to be like all well known, but they're not willing to even put in the work to rap. I mean, like, dude, like, you have to put in the work. I mean, there's people that have been discovered online. Like, some people don't like Justin Bieber, but he was discovered online. Shoot, who else?
Mm-hmm.
Chief Keef had that one song that got hot online and got him a deal. Soulja Boy made himself online. The dude, what's that dude, Psy from the Gangnam Style dude? I mean, how he blew up was his online. Yeah. He blew up online. I mean, what, that video got over a billion hits? That Gangnam Style video, and everybody still plays that song or whatever when they want to dance? I mean, but what about the years that he was performing when nobody
knew who him?
Yeah.
Exactly. But people don't want to think about that. They think that when they see that somebody who's blown up, they don't realize that that person has probably worked at it for 2-3 years behind the scenes and nobody knew who they were, and they just see somebody who has a lot right now, and they don't understand that it takes a lot more than just getting somebody to give you 5 minutes of attention. Because to me, I feel like if you have all these people following you, but you don't even produce, like, you have nothing to back it up, then what's the point of that? Like, I see girls, like, there's this girl that I see on Instagram that has, like, 50,000 followers, and all she does is make twerk videos and stuff. Like, what's the purpose? You're not making money off of it. There's no opportunities going to be open up to you.
Except at the local strip club.
Okay, well, maybe at the strip club, but that's about it. But these girls think that, and then they see these strippers put money, pictures of money all over the place, and they think that strippers make all this money, but in reality, most of them don't really. Because I've known plenty of them, and they don't have money like that. But people only base, like, they base their opinion on something on only what they see.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Carmen, you talk about them strippers, and a lot of females feel that stripping is the way to go. And being, what you think about that?
Well, I think that with this urban community, it has made it easier for them to feel like this is the way to go, because back in the late 90s when the videos were really popping, you know, a lot of the rappers, they incorporated a lot of the strippers into the videos, and that gave them a platform. So everybody sort of wants to be the video vixen and the stripper. So now the stripper is the career move to make. In their mind, that's what they want to achieve. They want to be the baddest stripper. And that's really sad to me. That's really sad to me. And not only that, it's like with the caller he was talking about with the drinking, if you look at a lot of the videos and you look at a lot of the reality shows, that's all you see. They're sitting around drinking. And they make it look like it's so much, oh, my God, it's so much fun. But they don't show you the opposite side of that when they get addicted to this alcohol and they in rehab and alcoholics and all of having all these problems and going to jail and all of this other stuff. Don't show me the other side. But they want to glorify this stuff and make it look like it. Everybody wants to be the cool kid, the cool girl. You know what I'm saying? They want to belong. This is what this culture is making it seem like. It's so cool to be the stripper and drink and get drunk and pop pills and smoke dope from sun up to sun down. So that's what they want to do. They don't care about the ramifications of it. They just want to do it because it's cool. Everybody says it's cool. They're making it look like it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, a female that just drink, it's okay. Look, you want to drink, fine. But just social drink. Know your limit. Like, I'm sorry. I can't stand a chick that's always drunk all over the place. Like, even a dude is drunk all over the place. I mean, like, man.
It's not attractive.
And then some people, you know, get drunk. They want to fight. They want to talk crazy. You know, they want to do all kind of stuff. Like, man, just control your liquor. That's the mark of a mature adult. They know how much to drink, and they know when to stop. And they definitely don't get behind the wheel of a car. I remember one time online, I seen a post, and I didn't even know who this female was, and I responded to it. She had stated, I drive better when I'm drunk. My response to that post was, I hope you hit a tree.
Wow.
I don't care.
Well, that's what's
I read you hit a tree. then you kill up an innocent family. There's been so, maybe a few months ago, they had a drunk driver kill somebody that, you know, I know, okay, their mother, the mother-in-law, sorry, kill them. She dropped her grandkids back home. She was going back to her house, and a drunk driver came across, you know, her, like, you know, she's going across the intersection, and he come barreling down and hit her and killed her. Did he die? Nope.
Aww.
Not at all. So for stories like that or other families that I know this other guy, his wife and daughter got killed like that. You know, drunk driver, and nothing happened to him. He's in jail, but the wife and child is gone. So that's why my response is, I hope you hit a tree. I don't care who you are, you drive drunk.
They think it's cool to get wasted. They think that's cool. Yesterday, I saw this man, and he's an older man in his early 50s, I guess. He had wrecked his brand-new Cadillac, and I was like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm making a bigger deal about it than he was. And he was like, oh, it ain't no problem. I'll put it in the shop tomorrow, and it'll be fixed Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, so you'll wreck it all over again on Friday. He's like, oh, well, you know, it's money. And I'm like, wow. Wow.
Now, I remember I watched. Sorry, you're speaking.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I remember watching your commentary on the cheerleader who drove her friend home from a party that was drunk, but she ended up getting punished for that. And I thought that was kind of messed up because she was the one that helped her. She wasn't drinking. She wasn't endangering anybody. But yet, they punished her, not the girl that was drinking, because which I thought was totally unfair and uncalled for because she wasn't endangering nobody, but nothing about her friend that was drinking was.
Yeah, that's messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't penalize people that's not, you know, doing wrong. Penalize the people who's committing a bad act. And you know, some of these stories that I've posted is just some of the ways some of these schools handle things. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It doesn't make a bit of sense. I mean, you know, just a little off topic. I mean, yesterday, you know, speaking of just society and how people are, you know, I was sitting down, you know, with some friends, and one of their neighbors had came over, and they were just talking, and, you know, the mom was saying how her 8-year-old daughter had asked her what a condom was. I was mortified, and I said, what an 8-year-old girl even knowing about a condom? I didn't find out about a condom to sex ed class in middle school.
And even then, you probably didn't really understand how to...
Oh, you know. I understood it, what it was. But
oh, okay, well...
I'm sorry, 8 years old, I was outside throwing rocks, getting chased by dogs, playing football, basketball, fighting, doing all the stuff that 8-year-old kids do, okay? Fine. But I sure wasn't focusing on that. You know, my friends, whatever, you know, like when kids actually used to stay outside from sun up to sun down, and be in the house where the street lights come on. We wasn't focusing on, finding out, talking about what's some a condom. And then you got the little kids today questioning about everything that you were thinking. You know, like I said, I'm about to have a baby in July. And I'm like, what about her generation? Like, is she going to come up to me at 4 and ask me something? Man, I'll fall out. Because they're just too advanced. And it goes all the way back to everybody want to be famous, everybody want to be known, everybody got to say the most outlandish stuff and know the most outlandish stuff. And the problem is, you know, with the topic is this. You know, in order for you to stay relevant sometime doing this outlandish stuff, you only hold people's attention span for 2 weeks. You don't even hold them for a month. And if you don't do something else within that 2 weeks' time, they're going to forget about you. So you're talking about this Mimi chick, like, people talked about her last week. I promise you, by the end of this week, it's going to be a blip on people's mind.
It won't.
People's fan is like, you know what? I thought about this on the way to the gym today. Everybody in America has ADD. Everybody.
That's because that's the way our culture is programmed, because we always got something new coming out. So, I mean, there's no way that you can, nobody can stay relevant. Even if you do a new stunt, I mean, that doesn't mean that someone's going to really pay attention to you that much longer, because there's always going to be someone who can top you.
Well, not if you – well, if you're on a gimmicks, you got to keep doing gimmicks and you're going to run out. But if you are a type of person that actually has a message or something sustaining that doesn't stop coming, that's a little different for you. But the gimmicky, I'm going to do this outlandish stuff. I'm going to start stuff with people. I'm going to be the bad guy. I'm going to be the bad girl. You got to constantly do that, cause, and then you got to top what you did the last time to keep people interested. That's how bad we are in this society. We're not satisfied with a certain level of ratchetness or, you know, just being wild. No, you got to top the last thing you did, you know, and make sure you make it more juicy, more violent, more whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. We have a society now where we have a show called The Bad Girls Club, and it's very popular and it does very well.
Mm-hmm.
Even have spinoff shows. So that's what I'm saying. And each season they got to try to top the last one to keep people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's reality television. Ms. Gabrielle, it's like you know, you being a, you know, young lady yourself. I mean, these females, what do they do? They come to you sometime asking you about putting them on or whatever?
I mean, I've had people ask me stuff like that, but it's not like usually they just ask me like, oh, how did you do it? And they kind of like when I, and then when I break them down and I say, look, I've been at this for 4 years, and I said, I have to do this and that, and you have to, and hard work and consistency is really the only way that you're going to make a name for yourself. And they're like, oh, that's too hard. Why can't you just shout me out, or why can't you just help me out? I'm just like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Well, I talk about what you just said. Carmen, you got anything to say about that?
No, I don't have anything to say about that. But other than what I've been finding lately is, you know, what I do as far as my commentary on my videos, I do that for fun. I'm not doing that for any notoriety or to build on that. If it happens, it happens. But what I'm finding is a lot of people will come at me and other people who have a lot of notoriety on YouTube or elsewhere on the Internet and try to attack them and say the most outlandish things to gain fame or notoriety that way through the back door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really, really cowardly move to make. You know, you want this. These are people, in my opinion, who really don't have any talent. They don't really have a voice, but they'll go and attack other people and say some of the most awful things about that person, and, you know, try to hack their account or find personal information about them and post different things about them or personal pictures about them to try to discredit this person and gain fame that way. And people are willing to do whatever it takes to gain. They're so thirsty for fame. They're so thirsty for attention. And if they have to attack someone who's already popular out there, they'll do it. They have no limitations.
Well,
this is really breeding a dangerous, that's what I mean when I say dangerous culture. It's breeding a dangerous culture because they are willing to do anything, even if it hurts somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They don't care.
Well, you know, the thing is, some people choose to go the route of drama because, yes, in the short term, it does bring, you know, your name out there. It does bring views and all this other stuff. But unless you can sustain that drama, then the moment your drama leaves, the people go with it, and you do not want to build anything you're doing based off of drama or, you know, all other stuff that go along with that. The thing is, you know, you need to build yourself off of whatever message you may have, and you as a person. You know, not. I'd rather have more people to be my friend than, you know, people to, you know, be my enemy. You know, some people may not like you, fine. But if somebody's trying to start mess with you, drama with you, you know the best way to handle that? Just don't even respond to it. Ignore it. Because let them promote you. That's the thing. If they want to promote you for free, let them do it. Let them talk till they blue in the face. Let them cuss, fuss, and roll in the dirt. You just don't say a word, because what you do by not responding, you show them you're not even important enough for me to even respond. And eventually they got to do one of two things. Yeah, people probably laugh and, and say, ha-ha, they're talking about you and this, that, and the third, but if they keep on doing it, you don't say a word about it, you don't even acknowledge it, eventually they're going to start making them look crazy. It's like, okay, this person ain't saying two words to you. Yeah, you still talking, you know, and then the more they talk about you, whoever they may be, the more they're promoting you, then people, human curiosity, going to say, who is the person they're talking about? They're going to look, and they're going to go see, and then one or two things may happen. They may say, you know what? I don't agree with what they're talking about. I actually like this person. I actually start watching you or listening to whatever program you may have, or they may agree with the other person. So that's just kind of how it works. That's why I just don't even participate in it. I mean, I've had my issues with it, and my attitude now is, hey, you know, that kind of stuff has never gotten me no high video view count. But things, you know, talking about what I talk about has. So there's no reason to do that at all. Don't even waste your time with them kind of people. What they say, you know, you fly, you know, above that, you know, you don't participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what we got? We got another call on the line here. The number 347-996-3350. Make sure you press the 1 button and it puts you in the host queue. We'll let the next call in. Area code 302, you're on the show.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? What's your name?
Alex.
All right, what's up, bro?
Chilling, man. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your mind on the topic?
Man, I just think it's low self-esteem. That's why girls on Instagram post pictures like that, you know, because they want attention because he never got attention at home. I think mostly because they don't have a father in the house.
I'm glad you touched on that, my brother. No father, because I have not. Mm-hmm. It's rare. It's very rare. I'm not saying it don't happen, but it's rare if you see a chick that actually had a good, loving, strong father in the household do that, because usually a father will instill in his daughter that she's more than that crap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have an Instagram account myself, and I see it all the time. And they also do it for, like, you know, thirsty dudes commenting on them and liking them. And then they wonder why, if a dude try to get with them, they don't want from their body. I'm like, look what you're posting.
Exactly. I mean, let's think about it. Bro, think about it. Who wants the Instagram hoe as his girlfriend?
Nobody.
I mean, your mama may be on Instagram or something, and she see your, and she's supposed to be your girl, and your mom like, man, I seen all the crack of that chick behind on Instagram. You brought that girl to my house? Man, your mama go off on you. You know that.
Yeah, man. So,
like I was saying earlier, it makes me laugh, though, when they want you to respect them. That's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just, I feel like every year it's hard to find a classy woman because classiness is not in no more. Ratchetness is.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, like, you know, like that lady said at that time, you know, ratchet is the new classy, and that's sad. You know, that's very sad. You know, but, you know, they still got some, like I said, that's why from time to time I try to post pictures on my Facebook or Instagram of women that's, you know, showing something classy, like, I had posted a picture of who is it, Sanaa Lathan in some classy type of attire. Or I think Jill Scott one time was in a classy type of, you know, dress and stuff like that. I mean, like, I feel as men, we need to promote the classy women, because to be honest with you, the thing is about the ratchet chicks, they get a lot of promotion, a lot. And we as men don't really promote the classy women at all. We really don't. So until we start promoting them more, and really shaming these females that want to be ratchet and want to be little strippers and Instagram, you know, so-called models. You know, everybody a model these days, everybody. You know, they want to be on the cover of Smooth the King. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, we got to start promoting the classy women. And women got to start dressing a little bit more that way. And promoting their pictures out there, too. Like, the other day I seen Lala. She was promoting, like, a line of skirts that for women to wear. And they look good, and they was classy. You know, and that's, like, another lady I see that's never really dressed, like, slutty like that. You know, that's the thing. We need to start pushing that as men. Because mm-hmm. these females are only going to really do what the men want. If you start, if us as men start rejecting them and looking at them like, you know, they ain't worth nothing, and go toward the women that's classy and women that we could actually settle down with and really want to have a family with, then they won't get their act together, because women not going to just do stuff and want to be rejected. Women can't stand rejection, to be honest with you. You think we can't stand it? I think they're worse with it. You know, guys are talking about at one point in time, let's say, well, you know what? If you reject that, then they'll stop doing it. If you got a problem with it. I'm just saying that's just one argument that came up. I can care less about that myth. I mean, everybody do what they want to do, what they have. But, you know what I'm saying? Just giving an example.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to...
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
On the flip side of that, I feel like a lot of guys are encouraging that. And I can speak from experience, because, you know, I have had my experiences with guys on the dating sites, on Facebook. And these guys, they'll come at me like they have good intentions, and they are these church-going guys. They are really interested in getting to know me. But then when we exchange phone numbers, send me a picture. Send me a full body shot. And they're sending me pictures of their penis. They want me to send them pictures of my vagina. And, you know, maybe a year or two ago, I found myself participating in that. But in the back of my mind, I knew that it was something wrong with that. And mm-hmm. I have no sense not to allow myself to get sucked into that all the way. But what about the young ladies that have no limitations and don't have the mind to think like that? And if all these guys coming at them, and you sending them pictures of your vagina, you sending them pictures of your breast, and a lot of these guys, if you don't participate in that, they will reject you. And these girls don't want to be rejected.
But you know what? If that kind of guy rejects you, good. You don't want that kind of guy. Because that kind of guy right there, he sit up there and get you pregnant and say, it ain't mine. And he be gone. You couldn't even find it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like these females get mad about getting rejected by the wrong kind of guy. I tell, you know, women this. If all you got to offer is your body, you have crap to offer. So you should not even offer that. I mean, what's wrong with getting to know somebody's personality? Somebody, you know what I'm saying, who they are, their values, their principles. I mean, if a female is offering that from the jump, you should just be turned off. Because they got some women like that. They want to just send you pictures. And it's not always, you know, guys, you know, do it, yes. But women do that, too. And then if a guy is not so sexually aggressive with them to that point, they want to, you know, they pull that trump card. Or, you know, what's wrong? Are you gay or something? Say, no, I ain't no doggone gay. Why somebody got to be gay when they don't want to be a hoe with you? I don't know what you got. You could have that gift that keep on giving called herpes, and you expecting somebody to do something with you. You don't know nothing about you.
Right.
Hmm. I mean, the dudes that tell stories about how they caught stuff from these chicks they just met, and vice versa. Women say the same thing, too. I mean, that's a dangerous thing is to be laying down with somebody like that. You don't even know them.
Right.
But that's the thing.
In this culture, this is the type of thing that's going on. They don't care to get to know these people. It is normal to meet these people online and then meet up with them and have oral sex with them, have unprotected sex with them.
Yep.
This is their idea of normal. To you, it might be crazy, but this, in today's society, this is what they're doing now.
I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one. My thing is, like, they have classy women out there, but you got to look for them, and you have to have a zero tolerance policy of these little ratchet, scandalous hoes. I call them that, ratchet, scandalous hoes. That's what they're acting like. If you turn up there trying to show your body to people right off the jump, then you a hoe. Sorry. I don't care what you say. Because a classy woman would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Man, I had over maybe 12, 15 girlfriends. And I can't say not one of them was classy. Every one of them I got between their legs easily.
Okay, but you say they didn't have self-respect, but why did you make him your girlfriend then?
Because they didn't show that at first until I got to know them.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, you can hit it. And I'm like, what? It's only been a month. I mean,
yeah.
Shouldn't that happen maybe like 8 months to a year from now? I'm like...
Well, you know, man.
Well, nowadays, guys won't even wait for that. If you say that I want to wait for at least a year, they act like there's something wrong with you and they won't date you.
If you say that, they're going to be like, well, let me call you right back, and you're not going to hear from them anymore. And then if you do hear from them, they're going to give you excuses. They're not going to want to talk to you. You're talking about waiting a year? A year? They're not going to want to talk to that woman. And that woman, most of these women do not want to be alone, so they give in. I have been in that position. I wanted this guy, so I'm willing to negotiate and do what he wants to do in order to get that guy, and then you sit on end up keeping him because this guy is going to you, this other woman, that other woman, that other woman. I'm not going to be the only one.
Brother, let me talk to you for a minute. When you go on these dates with these females, you need to tell these females just up front how you are as a man, that you don't respect women like that, you know, you're not for that, and tell the women what you're looking for. I don't know what you're looking for.
I mean,
Now my wife over here shaking her head no, because she said if you start telling these females you're looking for, they're going to try to act like it just to get you.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't like that. Like, whenever somebody asks me, what are you looking for, I give them, like, general things. Because if you say, oh, I want this, this, and that, they're just going to pretend to be that for a couple months. And then after they feel they got you, then their real colors will come out.
But see, that's why you wait 6 months. I tell people can fake with you between 3 to 6 months. They're going to show their hand. They're going to show it. You're going to fake for so long. You know what I'm saying? What? Well, okay, I'd rather wait 3 to 6 months and find you out than make a big mistake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't really tell how people are. Now, maybe some people can spot somebody faking better than others. You know what I'm saying? You can just kind of read people doing things. But I just tell dudes, you just kind of need to know what you're looking for with a lady and what you want to do. I mean, if you're just looking to date or are you looking to actually have a serious relationship to the point that you're trying to get married, you kind of need to know where you at. You know what I'm saying? So when you were dating these chicks, where were you at? Just dating, or are you looking for something serious?
I mean, since I'm young, I was dating. But sometimes I kind of do want something serious because, you know, I see my friend, and he's been with his girl for 4 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think to myself, like, you know, why can I have that? I can get that as well.
So when you meet these females, do you tell them up front that, hey, look, I ain't looking to date you and play games. I'm looking for something serious. Is that something you're looking for? Do you tell them that?
Actually, I told only one that. And then until I met them, I mean, I met her, and I saw how she act in public, I said, nah, never mind.
Because I'm a person believing that. If you're looking for something serious, you need to tell a person up front that's what you're looking for. That way, because they may say, oh, well, I'm not looking for that. Okay, bye. Because, I mean, I'm looking for something serious. I want a serious relationship, possibly, you know, get married or something, have a family or whatever. You know, I mean, you need to let them know.
Yeah,
I mean,
people,
most of the girls
I mean,
around
I,
my age
people,
are not about that.
Yeah,
well,
people,
it's
young
not, well, you know what, dude?
They don't want to hear that.
Well, you know what, dude? Ain't nothing wrong with getting you a chick that's a little older than you that may be looking for that. I ain't saying she got to be...
What?
10 to 15 years older than you. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19. Okay, well, if you're that serious-minded and you got your head on straight, what's wrong with you getting a chick at 25, 27, 28?
Wow.
And you know, what's wrong with that?
No,
if, just because he's 19,
by that
that's not, you act like I'm saying to get a 45-year-old chick, Ms. Gabriel.
No, but I'm saying at that age, by the time, if a woman is almost 30, she's going to want a little bit more out of a relationship. She's going to say, okay, it's nice that you're loyal and everything, but what can you bring to the table financially?
Well,
you know?
Maybe he said. You don't know.
Well, I mean, if you already, that's the problem, though, because if you're not financially stable and you're not really ready to settle down, you don't really have a job, you don't really have a stable income, you're still trying to figure out what you want to do, then it's not really good to try to get into a serious relationship because you're just not ready for it. Now everybody is different.
Everything, I'm sorry, Ms. Gabrielle. Everything ain't about money because you can have everything set just right and lose it all. You get laid off. Your job could just shut down on you, close the company or whatever, and one day you were set, the next day now you back to struggling. So, you know, when you build a relationship, it's not built off of no money. It's built off of y'all getting together and having the same, you know, principles and, you know, respecting each other and trusting each other and all the other stuff. So when I'm telling him, it's just because, let's say if she's so-called set, like, I hope she's set to a point that, you know, why was she rejecting for? That's my thing. Because they got some females that talk like that, but yet they not set themselves. That's what I tell a lot of dudes. The chick better not open her mouth and tell you, you need to be making $80,000 a year, and she not making it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, that brother, what I'm saying is, sometimes it's okay if you date somebody older that may be looking for the same thing that you're looking on, because just because you're 19, you may be old in the head. I've always been like that, old in my head, way ahead of time. So a lot of people told me when I was young, man, you're like, you much older than what you are. Well, no, I'm not older. It's just the way I think.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, so 19-year-old chicks will get on your last nerves if you thinking like the way you thinking, because they're not thinking about selling down and they trying to be like all these little chicks on Love and Hip Hop or whatever. They want to be like Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, man, just you know, just keep your head up with that situation, man. And, well, appreciate you calling the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you, brother. All right, I want to let everyone know, make sure you dial in number 347-996-3350, press the number 1 button. I'll go to the next caller that's been in the host queue. Area code 336, you're on the show.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What is up, brother?
Not much. How's everything?
Oh, it's all good, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I was just wanted to comment on what you were saying about the about women and all that. I'm 20 years old, but...
Can you talk up a little bit, brother?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. There you go. Let that man voice out. Don't talk like a mouse.
But basically with the women nowadays, it's kind of like I feel like they degrade and they sell. I mean, I'm 20 years old. I look on Instagram, I see chicks half naked, whatever. But the same thing, it's kind of like what I was telling somebody the other day. It's advertised like on Love and Hip Hop and all that, like Instagram, that's all you see. You know what I'm saying? Like, my generation is so messed up. It's like people don't have no type of morals nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's all about...
Let me pause you right there, brother, because they got women that's my age, 34, doing the exact same thing, 44, doing the exact same thing. So I think it's the culture, not just your generation, because I'm just seeing...
My generation especially, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, my generation especially. I mean, I don't know how... old you are, but nowadays, man, it's okay. Yeah, but nowadays it's like okay to just do whatever. Like, people just don't be themselves anymore. They just want to fit in. So a lot of people do a lot of things and they don't even want to do it. They just do it because other people are doing it. They want to fit in. That's why I'm not really like other people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to be myself. If you see me out in the street, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be Marcus regardless. I'm not going to try to be Chief Keef or this dude, I'm going to just be me because I can only be myself, and I'm not going to dare ever try to be somebody else because that's not
you're
me.
Trying to be, if you try to be Chief Keef, you just be a cheap imitation. You won't
be
him.
What I'm saying.
And I don't know why you won't be Chief Keef for. But,
I mean, a lot of people just want to just be like, not just him, anybody that's on TV or popping or whatever, they just want to be like him. Or like them, or like what they see on TV or whatever. But the main thing is, it's kind of like real corrupt. And I feel like it's just like people. I mean, like, I know this guy who got killed the other day, man. Like, he was only 20 years old. He had a daughter and everything. And it's like he's gone now. We was just talking like 2 weeks ago, smoking, drinking, whatever, you know what I mean? Just chilling. And now he's dead. And he wasn't even that type of dude, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like people. I feel like everything, the world is just like I feel like, honestly, it's like coming to an end because it's just like a whole bunch of nonsense going on, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we got to kind of try to speak some normalcy that's going on into this world some way, form, or fashion. Believe it or not, brother, people actually are looking for the normalcy again. They want to hear somebody actually say something that's right, that speak against this stuff. Because and really, it's not just, you know, a lot of times black people, we think we don't want to got the issues. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people, white people write me about the exact same issues that we talk about. Have Hispanic people write me, you know, Asian people write me, you know, emails and stuff. Like, these are things that you guys don't see on the videos. Is that they talking about the same exact issues that we have. And so a lot of it is an American problem. You know, when we got this fame whore stuff, everybody wants to be a famous or internet
famous.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. People will sell their soul or strangle or kill their mom just to be famous. I swear to God they will. I'm not lying. They will. Mm-hmm. It's not even about, it's just like everything. I feel like the whole world is watered down, like hip-hop music, like it's not even good anymore. Like, I remember when it was good. I remember when certain things were happening and, like, I mean, just for example, this is a bad example, but, like, the gang culture has died down because people, like, Bloods and Crips and people, they chill each other, but next thing you know, you got a Crip killing a Crip because it's all about money. Everything is watered down. That's why I said people don't have any morals anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because of that. And about how it goes on. It's just all...
Yeah, I mean,
it's like,
and we have a big absence of real men in society, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
And men that's going to actually have a backbone and don't care what people think and stand on their principles, whatever that may be. Because a lot of these females, like a lot of these dudes that are chasing these females... are very weak men who he, you know, build up these females' self-esteem and all stuff like that. If they could really get a woman in the real world, if they were some sort of man, they wouldn't be on Instagram all day long, big up in this chick, telling her she's fine. Like, some of the dudes that tell these chicks they fine, it's like, man, say, I can't stand y'all. Some of these females should not even be on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, doing the crap they doing. Because of y'all can't get a female, that's the only thing you could do is big up them.
It's just kind of like, I mean, it's promoted. It's cool now to be ignorant and not be educated. It's cool to be a hoe. It's cool just to be a nobody and be a jailbird. Because it's promoted every day. If you look on World Star is just nothing but nonsense. 95% of the time. It's nothing positive on World Star. Nothing. Name the last time you've seen something that's positive on a World Star that's upbringing. They talk about 420, like yesterday they was talking about 420 more than they was talking about Easter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's a prop. That's serious. Like people are talking about smoking weed. I mean, I smoke weed every day. I love smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna talk about that more than Easter. You know what I'm saying? People say Happy 420 before Happy Easter. They was talking about Easter. I mean, they was talking about 420 more than they was talking about Easter, which is really, really sad in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, like I said, me personally, brother, like, you know, I believe that, you know, if we would build our families and actually have some strong families, we would have some strong men in society. And we would have our daughters and, you know, other young ladies that won't, you know, do these things and value themselves more than Instagram likes or Instagram comments or Facebook or Twitter, whatever else. I mean, really, what those girls are doing, believe it or not, is just a cry for help, to my opinion, because obviously they ain't have no love in their life. And they're going to seek some sort of validation of who they are as women. And or whatever, just from some thirsty guy online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing I don't understand is, like, and my sister got it, it's like, it's kind of like, how you going to get mad when somebody's pregnant, when you get pregnant and you don't know who it is, and you say somebody's thirsty or whatever, but if you posting pictures half naked, how you think I'm supposed to holler at you? I respect women a lot. But, you know what I'm saying, if there's a woman that's dressing a certain way, of course I'm going to holler at her just trying to get in it and get out because the way she dressed. But if she's classy, I'm going to talk to her a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course. I tell women that a man going to speak to you the way you present yourself. I mean, if you present yourself as a type of woman that's respectful and classy and stuff like that, then he's not going to come to you talking a certain way. But if you dressing, you know, like, you know, you just come off of the stripper pole, then how else are he gonna approach you?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So
but also too, there's another kind. And a lot of times we that's a black and white thing. But I just said they also it's undercover hoes too. People don't talk undercover hoes. Some of them they got undercover hoes that dress classy, but when you get to know them, they straight hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the like the super scary ones. You know
that's like the give you an example. Those are like the Evelyn Lozadas of the world.
Yeah.
You don't see her wearing shorts, but she's just as wild as all the other.
I try not to judge nobody, but it's kind of like, man, women, it's just kind of like they just want. I was just thinking about it. They just want people to just get, it's like they just want certain things. They want loyalty and they want this and they want that. But how you want me to treat you like a wife, but you dress like a hoe every day when I see you? You know what I'm saying? That can't happen. So, I mean, and as far as like the men not being there, I mean, honestly, if you wind up having sex with some chick and she's really dressed like a hoe and the only thing you was just trying to do was hit, and when she gets pregnant, you're not going to want to take care of the kid. I mean, just being honest.
Well, that's why I got to stop you there, because if you don't want your baby mama to be a hoe, then you shouldn't have laid down in a raw. I mean,
I'm saying that's what happens a lot.
Make a kid. Yeah, I understand that's what happens, but it doesn't release you of your obligation to take care of a child. That's why I know. That's why I say to men, if she ain't worth your last name, she ain't worth your kid. That's what I tell dudes. If dudes will follow that, they wouldn't be having these kids and being caught up with all the crap that go along with
it. I mean, I agree with you. What I was saying was I just feel like that's what happens a lot. It's not.
Oh, that's what happens. I agree that's what happens. But I'm just saying, you know, at the end of the day, is it your kid's fault that the mama's that way? No, it's not. You know, so.
I mean, And the sad part about it is, man, it's like, and I'm going to tell you something, like, it's like I grew up, man, without no father and everything like that. So I wound up getting into a lot of trouble out in the streets. But now, it's like worse now because I was doing it when I was like 17. Now I look outside, I see these young dudes doing the same thing I was doing, and they like 13. You know what I'm saying? And then they see the other people. I mean, because they was watching me when I was doing it, and now they feel like, yo, I want to do that, what he was doing. And then they got some other 8-year-olds watching it, and they going to be doing it before they even hit middle school. So it's just like it's getting really worse, to be honest.
And you know what's the common denominator about all that system and cycle that you're talking about? No father.
There's no father, exactly.
Yeah. Same cycle. Same old cycle.
I mean, honestly, I wish I had a dad to smack me up and tell me, like, yo, you ain't going outside today. You're going to stay inside. Honest, I swear on everything, I wish I had that, man. I really wish I did.
Let me tell you something about that. You didn't have it, okay? That's understood. But now you got a choice to be a man and to make something good out of your life. And then when you have a son, that you be there and be the father that you always wanted to your son. And instilling your son that a father be there with his child, that he loves him and protect him, and then you will pass that legacy on to your son. That way, when he have a son, he'll do the exact same thing. So you break the cycle in your generation. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Be an upstanding man that your son can look up to and say, you know what? I want to be like my father. I don't want to be like the neighborhood drug dealer.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Even for some reason. Let's say for some reason you don't get along. I'm not trying to speak that into your life, but I prefer you get married to a good woman and y'all have a great family, make 4 or 5 kids. The bigger family, the better. But, you know, you be there and or whatever for your children, man. That's what you do, son or daughter.
Yeah.
Just don't repeat the cycle, because in the black community, we keep repeating the same doggone cycle. And the way we break these cycles is being the people that we always wanted. Which is for you, you want a father. Well, you be the great, best loving father you could ever be. Because see, with my situation and what happened to me, you know, my parents had got divorced. My mom and dad had a lot of things going on. My dad wasn't around as much as he should have been. But me and my father are great today. We have a great relationship. We really do, as a man. And, you know, I am, you know, the father that I wanted my dad to be at that age. I understood why my dad couldn't be around. I got the whole backstory, and I understood. I'm not angry at him, not at all. Because when it comes to your father, make sure you give him a chance to explain himself and just with an old listening ear, because it's too fast to every story.
I mean, but he pretty much just, like, cop. I mean, it's just he, every time I talk to him, it's just kind of like he puts the blame game. I mean, yeah, my mom did do certain things that wasn't right, or certain things that she shouldn't have did as a parent, I feel like. But it was like they was both a part of the problem. I was just in a bad situation. I was the victim. You know what I'm saying? They both didn't like each other, but really, they were sending shots at each other, and I was just really like,
you know, some things, brother, in the past, you know, before I wrap the call up, just tell him, look, okay, Dad, it's the past, it's over with. What can we do now as father and son? We could build a relationship now. I don't even want to talk about the past. I'm grown. I do for myself. Let's just have a relationship now. I let it go. I forgive you for whatever it is. You know, let's just forgive yourself, Dad, and let's just go on. And that's just because you can have a great relationship with him now, if he wants if he wants it, you know.
Yeah.
So, and with that said, brother, I appreciate you calling the show, and thank you.
I appreciate you for having me, man.
Carmen, you heard many stories like that about, you know, a lot of times, you know, guys don't have any dad in their life. Speaking to the phone, Carmen. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're real low.
Hello?
Nah, I hear you.
What about when a lot of the older guys try to be a father figure and it is rejected? Like, I'll give you an example of that. I really admire Steve Harvey. And today I saw on Facebook a lot of the public pages where he was speaking out against what Mimi did and saying, telling her essentially that it's not about you a lot of times as a grown-up, what you want to do. You got to think about your children, the effect is your choices are going to have on your children. A lot of the females were shutting him down and just ostracizing him and criticizing him and just rejected him totally. What about
that? I'm going to tell you what. I guarantee if you ask these females, did you have a loving relationship with your father, they probably would say no. Because only a woman, because what woman in her right mind would look at, I heard what Steve Harvey said, would say, oh, that's just bad what he said. How dare Steve Harvey say that?
But you know what? A lot of them were talking about his alleged cheating with other women when he was married before. What is that? That has nothing to do with him.
That has nothing to do with what he was talking about. Nothing. You know, that's a shaming tactic, and people do that. They try to bring up something in the past that you may did or may not did without knowing all the details or anything what the media says about that man's life to shut you up. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? And he was just really speaking. He basically was saying the same thing I said in my video, you know, about the situation, just another way. But, you know, but they want to attack him for it. That's why the position they're in. That's why the position he's in. It's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of these women in this generation, they are stiff-necked. They do not want to open themselves up to listen because they have so many men who are willing to tell them and encourage them to do wrong. When a man steps up and try to tell them to do right and give them advice on how to do right, they reject that. So what do you do about these type of women who are rejecting that?
If they want to reject what he has to say, what is this, you know, or some sound advice, then they just have to suffer the consequences. That's all. I mean, once life hit them upside the head a few times, they just may get it. And then they would think about, oh, I remember when this person said this, they were trying to prevent me from doing that. Now look where I'm at today. Man, I regret it. You know, I know a lot of women that have told me, you know, oh, man, you know, people would tell me this. My mama would say that, or, you know, my dad or my cousin or my uncle or somebody was telling me this. I didn't want to listen, and now look at me today, and they regret it. You know, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of people just don't listen today, and, you know, they thinking that it's okay what this chick did because everybody's talking about her all at one time. And I tell people, not every piece of attention is good. I mean, yeah,
right.
Everybody can talk, for instance, everybody can be talking about you, but you could be a serial killer, but everybody's talking about you. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be known for the wrong thing. That's it. And I don't believe that we should get fame by any means necessary. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even seek fame. You should just do whatever you do. Now, if it happens, it happens. But that's not, because most people try to seek it, don't find that anyway.
But a lot of the women I'm hearing, a lot, and it really irritates me when I see this, a lot of them are saying, well, she's grown, I'm grown, everybody grown, and they can do what they want to do. So in that aspect, they're saying, well, whatever you think about it is your business. It doesn't even matter. We're going to do what we want to do. Everybody express themselves. And it's a way to do anything.
Yeah, that's the doctrine of extreme liberalism.
What did you say?
I said that's a doctrine of extreme liberalism. Whatever feels good, do it. I do what I want to do. And how dare you tell me I did wrong?
Exactly.
Who are you to tell me anything? Don't judge me. That's a favorite thing to say. Don't judge me. Who are you to judge me?
I can't stand when they say that. I can't stand it because, like you said, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out, and they don't want to be accountable for what they're doing. So they try to say that to meet that person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's one thing about me. You're not going to shut me up because shaming tactics don't work on me. I've been beat up enough in my life. I've heard every kind of thing told me in the book, so it don't work with me. I'm like, okay, after you finish talking, I'm still going to say my piece, and I'm going to move on.
Right.
But anyway, hold that thought. Let me get to this next call that's been sitting here. Ooh, this one's been sitting here for a while. Error code 239, you on the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. First time calling.
All right. Well, so, welcome to the show. First time calling. You have now been de-virginized.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But I wanted to talk about the situation.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know, we put a lot of blame on the fathers, but there are two aspects that we don't talk about. That's the elders in the community. Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I was saying we don't talk about the elders in the community.
Okay. What about
I know when I was coming up,
uh-huh,
I didn't have a father. But
okay,
it was elders in the community that kind of like straightened me to go certain ways. Like, don't go over there, baby. That's dangerous over there. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
Well, I think we do have it to a point, but this generation have this one word they live by. I know. They know everything.
Hey.
I know. You don't know a doggone thing, but you know. And I keep saying this, just because you can operate a smartphone don't mean you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's so true right there. But I feel, okay, I'm 30 now. And I feel like now it's time for me to get back to the community of people that didn't have fathers. But we don't see that from, like, we didn't have that in my generation always. Like, in the beginning I had it, but at the end, when I was 18, 19, 20 and needed it, I didn't have it. You see what I'm saying? And I think we really have to get back. Even if they say, I don't know, we really have to get back to say, you know what, man, we got to cut this hardheadedness out.
Okay, so that's something you feel passionate about, trying to, you know, step in into young men's lives and, you know, try to guide them best way you can?
Well, yes, but not just me, though. It has to be an elder. It has to be a community with elders. See, the thing that we got lost.
Well, let me, hold on, brother. sometimes it may have to start off with you and other people get inspired to join you. It just may.
Oh, yeah.
So if you feel that passionate about it, then, like I tell people, don't you know, start doing. And then if somebody like, man, I like what that brother doing, I'm going to join with him. And then, you know, then other brothers are joining in as well. Sometimes it has to start with you. I mean, well, sometimes we want people to do stuff, and we have these great ideas that may not be other people's calling to do that. It just may be yours.
Yeah, no, I understand 100%. I always say that anytime change happens, it starts with you. So right. I'm on that tip. I'm on that tip. I was just expressing my views that I think that more people need to do it.
And what I'm expressing is maybe that more people need to be you.
No, I'm not counting myself out. I believe change starts with me, so it starts with me. It starts with me going out there and doing. And I've been doing that.
Brother, it could be in your family. You could have somebody in your family that don't have a father around, and you can say, you know what, I'm going to step in, I'm going to check on them, see what's going on, check on the little girl, your niece, nephew. You know, I'm going to call them up, see if they're all right, spend time with them, or get with you and your kids or whatever. It could start with your family, or it could be a friends that you may know, like, that don't have, and you join with your family or whatever. I mean, it could start off that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, just me personally, you know, different friends I've known, different kids over the years, you know, I've talked to them, and they would come talk to me, and they'd be like, you know, I don't have my dad around, but I could talk to you. Like, yeah, that's no problem. You can talk to me. You know, many of these kids I've done that with over the years. And because I'm just like that. I mean, like, you know, you should step in and be there if you can. And, you know, when I see these kids, you know, in the street sometime, you know, they always, you know, wave at me or see how I'm doing or whatever if I run into them. Because they appreciate that. You know, they have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I'm coming out of the background of sports where I coached football for a while. And I've been doing that for a long time. I was just saying, in this situation, I think it would have been different if we had more elders that would step up and say, you know, speaking to these young people's lives.
But also, now you talked about football. That's a good arena, actually, to talk to these young men, because some young men don't get around no men until they get on the football field. And you know what I'm talking about? And you instill in what a man is in the football field, it can have an effect on them too. You know what I mean? We've seen so many of these stories that you've seen, you know, these men coming to these young men's lives and, you know, to be their coach and check on them and make sure they're not getting involved in no gang and in the education and stuff like that because they're playing football. You know what I'm saying? So you can still make a difference that way.
Yeah. And the second, I wanted to say one more thing. I think if we look at back at the greatest civil rights leaders and everything, it came out of the church. I think the church has to get back to the permanence that we had where we fight for people's rights and not people's money. You get what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, the work of the church is outside the four walls, not in it.
I agree with that. Oh, my goodness, man. That's amazing. That is amazing you said that because we don't get it.
Well, because Dr. King, I mean, he didn't do his work inside the four walls of his church that he was pastor of. He did it outside. I mean, Dr. King wasn't no mega pastor of you know, thousands of people. He had a small congregation. But yet, what he did, people still talk about it to this day. And the thing is about Dr. King is that he was joining everybody together. Not just black folks. He had blacks, whites, and everybody else with him. So, you know, but if he would have never got outside the four walls of that church, he would have never did it. So, you know, yeah, people today are looking for people that's willing to do some action instead of just talking. Because all that talking and feel-good, you know, preaching that go on, that ain't helping nobody, because how could you feel good preach? And you got, like you say, you got these kids out here with no mother, no father, all these girls on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, just like some bootleg porn stars on there, and nobody saying nothing? I mean, come on now. Yeah, I know God is angel, but man, you gotta, I'm sorry, if you actually read the Gospels yourself, Jesus actually came down more on people than he said how nice they were. But a lot of people ain't read the Gospels either.
Especially he came to the church hard. He came at the Pharisees and Sadducees hard.
Exactly. So that's why a lot of these people, that, like I said, you know, I said a long time ago, if people actually really met Jesus, they wouldn't like him. So, you know, he was telling about themselves. But, you know, you know, the thing is, man, one thing I know he wouldn't say, you sure not a Christian if you sit up there showing your naked behind on Instagram. And them same people.
Yeah, but
like,
those same people will be quoting. They'll be quoting Bible scriptures. They'll have I see it all the time. There'll be a pic. This will be the Instagram account. Pictures of the kids, half naked selfies, and then quotes about how a man should treat her this way, and she needs to be treated like a queen. And then, of course, Bible scriptures, and she's gonna have in her bio, "Blessed by God," or you know, "Only God can judge me," or some mess like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, what it was us. I think it's just sick. It's like, how is it you got a picture of yourself, picture you and your kids, then the next picture, you know, you half naked. Like, how do you do that? Put your kids right next to a picture you have naked?
That 15 minutes they want.
That's how you got that kid in the first place, probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw this video on Twitter. And some girl posted she was completely naked from the bottom down, and she was bending over and twerking. Her friend was filming it, and I could hear kids. They sound like they were about 8 or 9 years old, little girls playing in the other room. And then when I said something about it, when I said that this is disgusting and that mothers shouldn't do this, then it's like, oh, stop slut shaming, and she has the right to do it. And so what if her kids are in the house? If they didn't see it, it doesn't matter. And stuff like that.
That's another thing I don't understand. You are a mother. I mean, most women would be like, I've seen women in the past be like, yeah, they may be wild like that. When they get a kid, they be like, man, I'm chilling out with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mother now. I've even seen dudes that just wilding out. And they have a kid. They're like, man, nah, I got a kid now, man. I got to straighten up. I've seen a lot of dudes actually straighten up after they got a kid. Dudes that was involved with some gang stuff. Just like, nah, man, I got a kid, man. It kind of changed my life. You know what I'm saying? But these females, I don't even care if they got a kid. How is it I see more guys changing their life because they got a kid than females?
That's crazy.
I think they're doing that because a lot of the women aren't having the babies. A lot of them aren't having the babies to be a parent. They're having the baby for convenience. They're having the baby for the benefits that come along with the baby. They're having the baby to trap these men and so on and so forth. That's why they're so unattached from the whole parenthood thing.
Make sure I say this real quick, Carmen. Newsflash. A baby doesn't keep no man. Let me repeat that again. A baby doesn't keep no man. If he want to go, he going to go. Okay, Carmen.
Exactly. Exactly, but they don't care. They don't care.
But you know what? Ms. Gabriella said something earlier. When the good people try to say something, they try to shame us, and we walk away. We let them shame us instead of standing and fighting.
Yeah, standing firm and fight.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like,
but they don't want to. At a certain point, it's like, okay, well, half the time, these people are even older than you. They're not going to listen. So all I can do is lead by example, and they're going to learn the hard way. That's just my take on it. It's like, I'm going to keep, I still speak out against it, but I'm not going to sit there and try to fight and push somebody who really doesn't want to change, because they're going to see eventually that their behavior isn't going to work for them.
And the bad part about it, though, they put this mess online, and when they get their epiphany one day and actually change their life, those videos and pictures could come back and bite them. Like I said, what if they change their life all of a sudden? Now they became an RN or something. And I mean, they are real great at their job. They respectful. Everybody likes them. They think, you know, the woman's married, got a husband, kids, whatever. And then these pictures just come right up and mess her whole thing up. And then some companies got these social media policies where you can't engage in certain behavior or you lose your job.
Exactly.
But they don't think about that sort of thing.
One of the reasons why I wear the sunglasses in my videos, it's not really to conceal myself, but it's out of respect for my job. A lot of jobs are not going to allow you to be online representing them like that, even if it's in my personal time. Or 4 or 5 years from now, I meet a man, he's trying to run for mayor of the city, and then I got all of this out there, or I have some twerk videos out there, or some porn video out there. This gonna reflect not only bad on me, but on him and everybody around him.
I know, I guess a guy like myself, I can care less if somebody see my videos. I'm going to speak what I see. That, but everybody's different about it. Because, you know, okay, replay back what I said. And I tell it to you to your face. That's what I said. I don't bite my tongue about nothing. Because I, like I said, who am I trying to impress? Nobody. What somebody say, oh, well, we can't, you can have you working here. Why? Because of my opinion. Okay. Then I said, watch how big my mouth going to get then. If you really got a big mouth before, watch. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Some people are afraid of that. Like I said, yeah, you know, that's happened to me. Like I said before, you know, I've had, you know, jobs before that say, man, I've seen you online like that. Or they'll say, you know, strange people even came up to me about it. So I'm like, okay. That's why I'm always just, you know, I'm definitely careful what I say, believe it or not. It don't seem like I am. But, you know, I'm definitely make sure I don't cross the line and say, okay, what I'm saying, what I really want somebody to hear me actually saying that. You know, so I'm cognizant of what I say, especially the more I go along. You know, I used to get away with saying a whole lot more than what I can say today. You know, sometimes it sucks, but it is what it is.
Right.
You know, but anyway, brother, I appreciate you calling. I got to get to the next caller. And what you say, bro?
I said, yeah, it was all good.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too, my man.
All right. Carmen, you doing good over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good. How's the experience so far for you?
It's nice. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, we're going to take, we got about 33 minutes left. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Area code 727, you on the show.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Anwar from St. Petersburg, Florida, man. First time caller.
All right. That's great. I guess we popped your cherry today, too. Thank you for calling.
What is with all the, you know,
being... the joking movers, Gabrielle.
I'm just saying, why
we talk
I got
about
to be a cherry, though? Could it have been an orange or something? No, just...
Oh, man. I'm just having fun, that's all. Ain't no biggie. We got to have
fun
sometimes.
I know, man.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. All right.
Well. And I was listening, man, for like, well, the last, obviously, 30 to 40 minutes, I think. I'm not sure. But, man, it's just I don't even know where to start, man, because this is something I always talk about with my nieces and my nephews and stuff. And I'm actually 30 years old. I'm already a great uncle. And
wow, at 30?
Yeah. So, you know, I've seen different generations like come up through the house, and I'm actually always like kind of like just looking at the condition of black folk too. I mean, I agree with a lot of things you guys are already talking about, and with the guys that were talking about the Instagram girls and everything like that, I just kind of wanted to make a little comment about those. And,
okay.
Man, I just think, I mean, when it comes to guys being thirsty, man, I really just feel like it's, you know, being lustful and just really a lack of love and honor and respect for a woman. But I do agree with the guys that saying, you know, you can't really help yourself if she's showing everything, man. I mean, that's why, you know, in the church, you know, we try to preach, you know what I'm saying, modesty and wisdom in dressing, you know, cover up, you know, don't give us a lot to see, because if you give us a lot to see, then our mind will start to wander. And you're like, man, I wonder what she got. But if you know what I'm saying, she's all covered up, then all we got to do is see her face. And, you know, it was a pastor's wife that actually said, you know, if she dresses to highlight her body, you know what I'm saying, you can tell what's in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I just thought that was really profound in what she said. And I kind of take that and I kind of try to teach my nieces and, you know, tell them, man, hey, man, you know, stop showing your curves. You going to church.
And, yeah, that's another sad thing. You know, people at one point in time had actually some respect when they went to church, but now, I mean, it's been times that my wife had pointed out to me at times, like, I can't believe that girl would come here dressed like that. I mean, I've seen girls go to church dressed like they come straight from the club, literally.
Exactly. Oh, man, a lot of them do. They sit there. I've seen it before. Go to the club. They'll go and come home and do a quick wash up with a rag and sink. Probably don't brush their teeth and walk to the white church on Sunday. They'll go to IHOP and then they go to church on Sunday. That's their tradition. Every week.
Oh,
taking
yeah.
Taking a cowboy shower.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? A cowboy.
Well, little nasty girl.
They go in there and spin wash. They do the spin wash.
That's sad.
They can jump in the shower and do the spin wash and be like, I'm ready.
My thing is, what I don't understand is, like, look, I always say this much. If I'm not going to live right, I'm not going to waste my time going to church. I'm just not going to do it. I'm
exactly.
Going to go just go act like the devil and do my thing. But I never understood how you sit up here and half naked and say, oh, I love the Lord. I love him so much. How? When the Lord is saying, you know, in order, you know, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I wasn't here intending to do
exactly.
that. So how you love him? And didn't the same Lord say, everybody say, Lord, Lord, to me, we'll enter the kingdom of heaven? Didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they forgot that one. No, they
yeah,
you
said that.
They didn't read. No, they don't read.
Oh, man.
So.
They worship that coexist Jesus. They ain't the real Jesus. You know, that's the, you know, don't judge me, no accountability, no no responsibility. And actually, I wanted to talk about that. I think we're the product of what some propaganda that started like 100 years ago with Margaret Sanger. And she's the founder of Planned Parenthood. And she's actually the one that had this 10-point plan. If you Google, what is it, Alice Bailey's 10-point plan. And if you Google that, there's just like this list of things that they want to do before, you know, they could really, start to control the minds of people and stuff like that. And one of them was actually, I think one of them was increased homosexuality and the tearing down of the traditional church.
Alice Bailey, 10-point plan.
Because it's easy. Like, once you take down the church and once you get rid of religion altogether, it will be very easy to convince people to do anything. Because there's a saying that says, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And a lot of people are just in this really extremely liberal mindset where anything goes, anything is okay. Because eventually it'll get to a point where somebody can have sex with a squirrel or a dog. And if someone says that's disgusting, then you're supposed to say, oh, well, he's not harming anyone. That's his right. The dog is enjoying it. And, I mean, that's what's going to happen eventually because anything goes.
Exactly.
And they're trying to make it okay for adults to date date a child. One day you're going to have some 45-year-old man taking your 3-year-old out to dinner. That's the kind of behavior that's going to end up happening if we don't get this, if we don't take it.
I don't think it get that bad. I understand what you're saying.
You'll see.
I agree with her because with the gay culture, they started saying love is love, and hey, the 45-year-old man loves the 3-year-old. You know what I'm saying? The 45-year-old man, he loves the dog. Well, anything can fall up under that umbrella of love is love.
Well, like I tell people, anybody that touch a child or do something to a child, he deserves steel between his eyes, and that's just how I feel about that.
I mean, Old Testament, that's what they did. I mean, if you had sex with an animal, man, you get killed on the spot. That was a command from the Lord. So.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that well, you know, if you want to get into what the forbidden type of sex, I mean, you know, from the Bible sense, yes, bestiality and homosexuality was a no-no. You know, you want to get into that. Now, of course, you know, adultery is always a no-no as well. You know what I'm saying? So you want, but that's a different, you know, show. But anyway, but the thing is, you know, This society, like I said, it's just really, really just spiraling down. But if nobody says something, if nobody stands up, if nobody wants to try to save the traditional family, we will keep on seeing this. And that's why you see more and more, you know, children being born to these females like that, these little Instagram models. And, you know, they don't bout mounts and nothing. Because my thing is, if you're going to be a Instagram model, at least get paid. I keep saying that, at least pay your bills. But you are, you know, a food stamp queen and welfare diva, and yet you're an Instagram model. How does that work? Would you go to City Trends, get all your outfits?
Man,
rainbow?
Man. You about...
I always,
you know what I'm saying, a lot of the guys alluded to earlier that the lack of fathers in the home. Like,
oh, that's I feel number one, dude. But see,
it is.
Because, okay, let's back up. Because let's say if their father died in an accident and they just don't have a father. The mother could tell her daughter, you're going to respect yourself in my house at least. And if you're not, it's going to be hell to pay. But we got to say the mother not really, because she can't get a pass either now. Because just because you don't have a father around me, the mother can't be instrumental in your life.
Right.
And there's a lot of good strong women out there that's great moms that will put their foot on their kids behind for acting a fool, male or female.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I believe it too, man, because that's why I try to encourage most of the single moms that I know. If they have sons, try to get them around them. Somebody that's, you know, that can mentor their son, or somebody that just, you know, is responsible. You know what I'm saying? Give them some kind of manly influence in their life. You know, and with the daughters, you know, you can really just, you know, take care of that. And, you know, if they want to have a manly influence over in their life, then, you know, just, you know, be discerning. Yeah, just can't put them around anybody. But...
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let's try to get some balance in their lives and try to get them somebody that they can trust, you know, that they can talk to, you know what I'm saying? And that's one big problem, that these kids don't have nobody to talk to. So they just kind of go.
Because everybody wants to sit there and blame not having a father as the reason why they go down the wrong path in life. You don't have to have... your biological father doesn't have to be your father. Like, my stepfather has been more of a father to me than my own father has, because there's a difference between a father and a sperm donor, and there's a difference between a mother and an egg donor. You know, just because someone gave birth to you doesn't mean that they have to be in your life and they're the right thing for you. So if you feel that, you know, you need some guidance, you can always find somebody. I'm pretty sure there's an older relative or an older person in your neighborhood, and you could just, you know, talk to them and just say, hey, I need a little bit of guidance or some help in life. And I'm pretty sure someone's going to want to help you out.
Okay, with that said, thank you, brother, for being on the show, because I got to take in some other callers.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. All right, so you've been sitting here the longest out this person has. Area code 857, you on the show.
Yeah, what's up? What's new?
What's going on? Kiz Mac?
Yeah, it's Kiz Mac in the house.
Oh, man.
Y'all was talking about, you were talking about that Mimi Foss thing?
Yeah, that was one of the things you were talking about. Yeah, what about it? What's on your mind?
I think people get too carried away with, you know, all this stuff. You know, I mean, I think, why would you, I don't know, man. I was listening to Tariq, you know Tariq Nasheed is, right? I was listening to him talk about it, but why would you, I mean, I don't understand, why would you put yourself out like that? Like, that's going to follow you later on in life, you know, when you have, like, if you have kids or whatnot. Somebody spoke about it earlier. Like, if you have kids and they look at that stuff, they go, I mean, how do you think they're going to view you when people at school are making fun of your mother, calling your mother a whore and your mother's a tramp and all that stuff? So, I mean, I didn't see the tape, but, you know, I think people are getting too carried away with this, you know.
I mean, if you saw the trailer, it's just a 45-second trailer. It's enough to see. and you were like, you would shake your head like, man, this is a 44-year-old woman doing this crap. I mean, if she was 24, that's one thing, but a 44-year-old woman with a kid, come on now. You should learn your lesson by then.
That's selfish. I mean, you ain't thinking about nobody else. You just think about yourself. You ain't thinking about how it's going to affect your kids later on down the line. You know, I mean, people don't think. All they care about is like their ego, you know. I mean,
half the time.
I mean, but I'm not really into, I don't really watch that. What's that show that's called? I'm not really into it. I mean, I feel like if I'm in the gym, what's it called, Housewives of Atlanta?
No, that one, that chick is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It's Atlanta, but it's Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, she's dumb and she's stupid, and you know, and her kids are gonna look at her funny when they see that tape, because eventually it's gonna, like, what you do in the past is gonna come back to haunt you, you know, eventually. So
the killing part about it, she got a little girl, and my thing is, well, how would she feel if her little girl followed her footsteps and just actually went full fledged porn star? How would she feel? You know what I'm saying? And she opened up the doorway for that to possibly happen, or bully her daughter so much to the point her daughter may want to do something to herself or whatever, or her daughter may say, man, Mama, I don't even talk to you. What kind of hell you causing me in my life for the crap, you know, you did? Well, I provided stuff for you, and that money did this. Like, Mama, I can give a care about that money. Look what's happening to me now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know. I feel sorry for the kid. I don't feel sorry for her.
No, it's a child. I can care less about her. She grown. Whatever scrutiny she gets, she gets. You know what I'm saying? Then the killing part about it, she's adamant about it. She's, like, proud of what she did. When somebody laughs back at you about it, like, she's good with it. So that's fine.
You know,
she'll see later.
I was reading something by somebody's porn stars, right? They talk about how in the industry, they said it's not all what you think it is. They said in the industry, it's like the men hate the women, and it's like they abuse them. And they said, like, it catches up with you, like, when you want to get jobs or when you want to, you know, when you're dealing with family. They said that it's going to follow you around. They said they regret, a lot of them really regret doing it because it's going to follow up with them later on down the line.
Sure.
You know, and they said it's, you know,
it ruins their life.
So and she's 44. She don't look it, though. You know, well, a lot of black people, I mean, they age well anyways, but she don't look like, I thought she was like in her late 30s or something, or mid 30s,
Yeah, she's that old. But Kids Mac, we got about 17 minutes. I got two calls I need to get in, brother, but appreciate you calling the show.
All right, smooth.
Let's see here. We've been sitting here longer. Still with me, Ms. Gabriella and Carmen?
Yeah, we listen.
All right, here we go. Eric Cole 617, you on the show.
Hi.
I
just wanted to talk about the topic. So I just had a couple things to say. I'm not really surprised by the whole attention whore-ish thing, because a lot of black people, they rather, no lie, they rather take the fame over money, and it's like the new currency for black people to get the fame. They'll do it however they can get it, especially if it's negative. If it's negative attention, that gets major coverage over something that's positive. Now, it's not only black people who are doing it, but that's what black people relish in. So I'm not that surprised. And if you think about it, the age of Mimi Foss, she's like in her mid-40s. By the time her child is in high school, she'll be in her 60s.
Yeah, and that's even worse, because, you know, you got your mama as a senior citizen, and now you've seen what your mama did at 44. Like, Mama, what's wrong with you? Didn't you know your lesson? She probably say something slick. Now I see why Daddy didn't want to marry you.
Because, like, you know, Sharkeesha and all that other stuff gets attention, and that's what we rather relish in. It's all type of attention. We'll do anything for attention, whether it's like posting half naked pics, whether it's fighting, whether it's twerking, it's whatever. Whatever can get us attention is what we'll do, and we'll sacrifice anything for it. I don't know how much money she got paid. People said in the million. Some people said a quarter of a million.
$250,000. $250,000 is the deal.
But, I mean, I'm not surprised he did it, to be honest, because though it's not, it's a lot of money for average people, but if you look at it in the long term, it's not that much money. But, like I said, I'm just not that surprised.
Well, like I said,
and a lot of people, and I feel like a lot of people who are like shaming her, which I don't agree with it. I'm not supporting it. But a lot of people who are shaming her would be the same people who would do the same thing too if they had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I talked about the situation. I talked about it more so in the guise of her child, and I wouldn't do that because you know what? That kind of money, I don't want to get into why I wouldn't say I wouldn't, you know, that money is like this. No, I wouldn't do nothing like that for that kind of money because, you know, like I said, over the years, you know, in my finances, I've made way more money than that. So I'm not even worried about that. Now, the thing
that's not even sustainable money anyway. That's just a one-time thing.
Yeah, one-time thing. I really
even if you got $1 million off of it, it's going to be very hard for you to market yourself as anything other than that because you do limit yourself, especially as a black woman. You limit yourself.
Yeah, you know, black women aren't good the same way anyway.
No, we're not. Because look at the girl, the butt selfie queen. That's her name. It's a Caucasian female. All she takes is pictures of her butt at the gym. And that's what she's known for. But there's millions of black girls that take pictures of their butt, make butt selfies every day. They're not butt selfie queens. They're not getting put on the popular page of Instagram. They're being labeled as sluts, whores, and everything else. And so as a black woman, we have to try a lot harder, and we have to try to be classy and represent ourselves well because we don't get the same pass.
We don't get the same pass. That is true. But, like the difference is, like, for example, you know, Kim K, she did the tape, and she got famous off of it. Mimi, she was already, I guess, lukewarm famous, I guess, amongst black people with Love and Hip Hop. But Kim K can branch herself off. She can do other things. Mimi, that's the highest she can go. And she lowered herself on the scale to do this tape. I mean, I'm not going to see, I don't think, you know, I may be wrong, but I don't think there's going to be lines of eligible men who's going to want to marry her at her age with a daughter and a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, she is a representative of the Saving Our Daughters organization. So how many of those girls are going to take her seriously behind this?
None. Because the first thing they're going to say is, oh, what if she inspired one of those girls? Like, oh, I want to do like she did to get that same
okay.
kind of money. I mean, it could just have a ripple effect that's just bad all the way around for her. You know what I'm saying? It just don't... You know, like I said in my video, black women can't do certain things because they don't get those, like you were saying earlier, they don't get the pass to do that. They can't do, you know, like every black woman that's tried to do some sort of sex tape, it blew up right in their face. It didn't make them a household name when you see them all on the magazine covers every time you go to the grocery store.
It's like Montana Fishborn, I was reading today, she's struggling now to regain her reputation and try to find good work. Outside of that, and she can't do it. So I feel like the same thing is
going to
happen with her.
What's sad about it is that she's not going to notice it until it's, like, too late. She's relishing in the fame right now because she thinks, you know, good publicity, bad publicity is all the same, but she's not going to realize it once it dies down and no one's really checking for her, and then she's like, okay, I'm still eligible, you know, I could still date, I could still do other things, and then she'll slowly realize that no one wants to mess with the middle-aged woman with the sex tape. She was just not going to get it until then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, that woman's knocking on 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, how? I mean, you a few years away from a senior citizen discount. And I how? You got
exactly.
a sex tape?
Oh. I could understand that she was in her early 20s, but even then, I still wouldn't agree with it. But at least she could still possibly somehow have a half a chance of turning her life around. But at her age, there isn't really much left. Because who really wants a 50-year-old woman on their show? Who really wants that? So
because the love and hip hop in Atlanta ain't gonna be on forever. That's the truth.
It's not.
And so the thing is, once love and hip hop's over with, she's done. It's a wrap. You know, I haven't seen her come out with any kind of business or something that she could branch off with and say, oh, look, you know, she's an entity by herself outside of that show. So, yeah, she probably going to get more ratings on the show this season due to what she did. And, of course, all that played out into the season of the show, if you saw the trailer. But, okay, after that, then what's she going to do to stay relevant? After it's going to pass. Right.
Exactly. How many people really remember the people that were on the old reality TV shows? The first Love and Hip Hop or the first whatever reality TV show series they had. Who really is paying attention to these people?
Exactly.
I don't even know their names, and I don't know their face. So
I heard that she has a cleaning business, but. If she does have a cleaning business, I don't see too many people who wants to, you know, be associated with that, especially a business that is, you know, who has higher-end clients who wants to say, you know, my cleaning lady did sex tape. That's just, you don't want to associate with that. And then on top of that, it seems like the curtain rod is getting more fame than actually her, because that's just like
more so than her. Yeah, you're right. That's sad. She do a tape in the shower, Roy, gets more fame. And she, that's sad. How that's sad.
And then on top of that, no one's really talking about how much money Nico's getting. Like, he's just kind of there, but no one really is paying attention to her. It's mostly the shower rod, then her, then Nico.
Well, Nico wasn't relevant before. I mean, she had more relevant than him. So it's a win-win for him. It really ain't a win-win. Because like you said, the win out of the whole thing is the shower rod.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever made that about to get paid.
Exactly.
I heard something about, they said somebody, whatever the shower rod is, they're selling it at Home Depot. You heard about that?
I've even saw girls, I was on Twitter earlier, and I saw girls posted talking about Mimi's sexual skills, and I'm like, why are you even critiquing that? How much experience do you have to be able to really be able to break something like that 45-second trailer down and be critiquing someone's skills? Like, are you an expert? So that just makes them look bad too.
They ain't got nothing to talk about. That's about it. They just run off of their mouth. Well, like I said, shout out to the Shire Raw. You are the winner out of that tape. Not them. They just look silly.
Well, they said I was here and I thought that there was in talks with her to get her own brand of shower rod.
Hey, she could be the spokesperson. Nah, well, she couldn't be the spokesperson for it because, well, to a point she could, I guess, but who wants to, you know, have a bootleg reality store porno chick, I guess, now be the face of your shower rod, even though it works?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I mean, these people today just make you laugh. It's like, that's one thing I like about the internet and the news cycles and all this stuff. There's no telling what you will see. It stay interesting. I know people who say they stop paying their cable bill and just start staying online, you know, because it's just so much stuff online. It's just like, you can't get that kind of entertainment on TV sometimes. It's depending on, you know, what you want to watch. But anyway, Ms. Gabriella, you want to talk to everybody about your anything you got going on real quick while we got 6 minutes left?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to reach 5,000 subscribers because I did plan on doing a giveaway when I get to that point just to give back to everyone. You can check my YouTube channel out. I do have a lot more videos coming in the summertime. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/GIGIAYUMU. You can check me out on YouTube. You can also, under all my videos, I have the links to all my different social media sites, my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, and all that. So, and also you guys can check out my blog. And like I said, all the links will be posted in the description. And the links are also on the channel, just in case you don't, if you just can't see the description or something like that. So try to just subscribe and say, hey, you know, I heard you on the show. And I really appreciate that.
All right. Carmen, you want to talk to anybody where they can find you?
Well, I'm on YouTube. I do all kind of commentary. Everybody doesn't like a lot of the commentary, so take what you can or what you will from it and leave the rest alone. I just talk about whatever I want to talk about. I'm on YouTube, Carmen Kaboom.
All right, YouTube, Carmen Kaboom. Now, as we wrap the show up, I want to thank everybody for joining us on Ustream. And join us on Blog Talk Radio as well. I want to thank all the callers for calling in tonight, for blessing us with their particular commentary. Before I definitely want to wrap this up, because I forgot to do something, and I said I was going to do it. I need to give some shout-outs to some people here. Let me make sure I sign in. Hey, don't you? Some of y'all got that app. I think what's the PayPal app. Yeah, some of y'all got that app. Let's get where you got that one.
Not on my phone, no.
Yeah, every time you log into it, you got to sit here and put your password in. I guess that's good if somebody get a hold to your phone, I guess. But anyway, let me make sure to give a shout-out to the people that I need to give shout-outs to that actually definitely helped us on the show this week. It's bad. Man, while that's coming up, I definitely want to let everybody know that, you know, definitely go to the YouTube channel. After the show, I'll be putting my video shortly on my Advice Show TV channel and my second channel, the Advice Show Media channel. If you're not subscribed to all my channels, I don't know what's the problem. It's free. Just go to my description box. Everything's there, Facebook, Twitter, Spread Shirt Store. You can buy some shirts if you want to help us out. But let me go ahead on and get to the people that I need to give a shout-out. So these people I want to give a shout-out to donated to the show over the past week, Mr. Alex W., Stephen L., Chanel S., I didn't call your last name. These are the people that have blessed us with a donation, and we want to appreciate you for doing that. Any donation that received goes back into the show so we can put on a show for you guys as much as possible. Believe it or not, we have operating costs of running this show. So thank everybody for doing that and being a blessing. So make sure you check out my YouTube channels and everything. We'll definitely come up with a show next week. I want to thank Carmen Kaboom for sitting down on the show with us tonight. Carmen, hope you had a good time. You had a good time?
I did. I really enjoyed it, and thank you for inviting me.
All right, no problem. And you can come back at any time and hang out with us. We'll definitely be glad to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, so everybody, you definitely have, what is it, today, Monday, so you have a great rest of the week. You know, don't try to strangle your boss, because I know sometimes they get on your nerves, they get away with talking crap to you sometimes because they think that you need your job. You know how it is, everybody. So definitely see you guys next week, and you have a great day. And make sure you message me and everything if you want to send me any news stories or have any questions about anything that you heard on the show or whatever. And I'll try to get to you as I can. Sometimes I'm slow at that because we're in the midst of me trying to keep up with all my pages and everything, emails or whatever. It's kind of hard, but I'll try. Thank you, everybody, and see you next week.